A new public opinion survey shows that more than 76% of Filipinos approve of the job President Rodrigo Duterte is doing. The survey found 76% of those questioned were satisfied with Duterte's performance during his first 3 months in office. Only 11% said they were dissatisfied. 13% said they were undecided. The organization Social Weather Stations questioned 1,200 adults from across the Philippines September 24th to 27th. The group released the results Thursday. Duterte has been sharply criticizing opponents of his deadly campaign against suspected drug dealers and users. He has openly insulted American President Barack Obama, European Union officials, the United Nations, and others. American, EU, and UN officials have spoken out against the anti-drug campaign, which has killed more than 3,600 people. Duterte reportedly has permitted death squads to kill accused drug offenders. Duterte took office last June. He won the election largely on a promise to end crime and corruption within 6 months of taking office. This week, he told reporters his anti-drug campaign had cut crime in Manila by 50%. He said he does not expect Obama or EU officials to understand, in his words, the pain we are suffering from the country's drug problems. Duterte said of the U.S. president, "Mr. Obama, you can go to hell." The United States and the Philippines have a long history of strong economic and defense ties. But Duterte recently said his country had reached a point of no return in relations with the U.S. He promised to seek closer ties with Russia and China to open up the other side of the ideological barrier. The country's Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Perfecto Yasay, wrote this week about the state of relations. The first line is, "America has failed us." Yasay said Duterte is compelled to realign Philippine foreign policy and not give in to U.S. demands and interests. He said the United States has used a carrot-and-stick policy to guide relations with the Philippines for many years. He said the policy was used to, in his words, force Filipinos into submission to American demands and interests. Yasay wrote that the Philippines had learned from this experience. He said the country would no longer permit China or any other nation to bully us or deal with Philippine interests under another carrot and stick policy. Molly Koshina is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines. She told Reuters that U.S. officials do not believe Yasai's comments reflect the current ties between the two nations. Frankly, it seems at odds with the warm relationship that exists between the Filipino and American people, Koshina said. I'm Brian Lin.